In the name of Jesus, amen. You seek Jesus who was crucified. That was not a mistake. There isn't any other Jesus than the one crucified, dead, and buried. Actually, a number of men of that time also called Jesus lie buried in the graves of Palestine. Some of them may well have been crucified, which is certainly one of the more unpleasant ways to die. They went to the grave. That's what people do in a cemetery. Were they in denial, shrinking back from the fact that it was all over with Jesus? Earthquake and lightning-like angel flattened the soldiers as dead. So much for them. So the women, to the women, the messenger speaks quite specifically. He draws them further and deeper than they knew, not just to mourn at the grave. You seek Jesus who was crucified. He speaks as one who speaks in an everyday way of a straightforward fact. Come, see the place where he lay. That's it. Now, that's not the way we might like to talk up a resurrection. Come on, let's have more earthquake and lightning stuff and being knocked flat. That's more like it. No, no more of that. On your way now. Go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead just as he said. Get this, he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him, just like I say. They get the resurrection much the same way as we do, by the words of a messenger. Mind the words. His words get them going into doing what the words say. In doing those words, they are met by Jesus. He gives them an everyday greeting, Chairita. There is something to be glad about. That is what floors the women. They cling to his feet. All right, enough of that. What is there now left to be afraid of? So do not be afraid, go and tell my brethren to go to Galilee, there they will see me. There in Galilee, the 11 do see him. They fell down and worshipped him. But it doesn't stop there. He mandates holy baptism and holy ministry on into the life of his Israel, his church, on to his bringing it all to completion. Easter Tuesday draws us on from Easter Day. Can't stop there. Go, tell. What is there left to fear? Is there anything that can now destroy you? He has faced and taken all that was coming to you, all that you are in by your sin. Your forsaking God, he was forsaken for in your place. That's the big death. He died that on Calvary, and then went on to also make the way through our little death that puts us in our graves that one day will also be empty. The messenger drew the women on from dead Jesus to Jesus who was crucified, the same one who gave his life a ransom for many, on whom was laid the iniquity of us all, his blood poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. The good news of Easter is that he did all that, and that was not the end of him. His grave, you might go and see if you could find it, but he is not there. That is not the holy place, some cemetery. Not to stop there. Go tell, first to Galilee, but it doesn't stop there, on and on. It's for everybody, given with the name, watered on them and cherishing all the apostolic doctrine given by Jesus. On and on, until he winds up the whole show. Along the way, he has caught you and me up into it. He lives, he moves. He moves with his message. The message carried the women. The message carried the 11 to Galilee. The message carried the sent apostles on and on. It was also carrying them on who were in church, listening to the gospel according to St. Matthew. They had been baptized, taught, his disciples, his church. There in church, as they have heard, is the message, absolution, baptism, Lord's Supper, apostolically delivered according to the Lord's mandate. That is now where our Lord is at, giving out his gifts in the ways he has provided. Leo the Great almost said a very Lutheran thing. The presence of Christ is now in the sacraments. That's here, tomorrow morning, 9:40, Easter to Wednesday. There he will meet you in the doing of his words. Amen.